So we definitely have to try all of this tomorrow. Something is going to fall.
Having this many fart jokes in one retreat, Rinpoche? Is this a first?
I think this is really not very
not
often.
Not normal.
The good thing about it, as we grow older, we will completely forget the yes. jokes from previous year.
They will be
so
worse.
We can reuse them again and again and still find them funny.
Yeah. There is a joke, you know, about this four old men or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I know.
What was that?
Well, it's a group of men
yeah.
who...
Go to a strip bar.
After graduation or something, mm-hmm. they are still very young and they commit together every 5 years or 10 uh-huh. years and have dinner together. So when they were in their 20s, I mean, late 20s, uh-huh. they gather and somebody says, where should we go for dinner? Uh-huh. And somebody says, another one says, well, we could go to this place. And because they have the girls that serve are really nice and they have cleavage and everything, so they all agree and yeah let's go there. So they go there, have dinner, and then 10 years later they are in the late 30s or perhaps early 40s and somebody says, where should we go? And somebody says the same restaurant, but now he says, because they have good food and the wines are really nice, so maybe we should go there. And everybody agrees, yes, let's go there. Then a bit later, somebody says, now they're in their 60s or 70s, and somebody says, where should we go? We should go same restaurant. And they say, because, you know, they have access to wheelchairs. So everybody says, oh, good idea. A little later, in their 80s, they again
come together
and say, where should we go? And somebody says, the same restaurant. So we should go there. And somebody else says, oh, good idea. We've never been there before. Yeah, that was the one.
Yes, yes. Tell me.
Okay, this elegant lady's riding a bus, mm-hmm. and a bum gets on and sits next to her.
Okay.
And she turns to him and goes, you smell. Uh-huh. And he turns to her and says, no, lady, you smell. Uh-huh. I stink.
That's a good one.
I don't think I heard this.
Diana said you had.
Maybe I did.
Good joke, we never heard it before.
Yes, I got you. I never heard it before.
You are so kind, I shall try to remember the elephant story.
You have new chapters?
No, do we have any nationalities?
That's something you can hardly remember and also hardly forget.
Right, exactly. Absolutely.
Have you been listening in the archive to this 250 jokes?
No, not really.
Well, it's there for the next generations.
Yeah. So when I forget everything, then I listen and then laugh.
Yeah, again and again.
I've never heard this before.
No. Oh, that's a new version. Oh, a new version.
Una broma. No, una broma.
Rápidamente un chiste.
Okay, I will have one.
She's one.
Do you know what's the smallest book ever published?
Smallest book?
Yes. No. The shortest and shortest book ever. Nobody? No? This is very Dutch joke. You don't know? Yeah? It's the shortest book ever published is the German jokes. One page. Sorry. The shortest book ever published, it's about the
German's
humor
jokes.
And jokes. Just one page. The shortest book ever published, it's about the German humor.
With an English audience, the comedian tells a joke, the English audience laughs first to be polite. Then they laugh a second time because everyone else is laughing. And then they laugh a third time when they finally get the joke. An American audience doesn't laugh because he's heard it before.
Because?
Oh, yeah. You remember the joke?
No. I'm trying to.
Okay, you challenge them.
Yeah. You need to teach the, you know, I'm just starting.
You stay close.
Okay. Well, the lion is very upset because the turtle is very sad. So he calls all the animals of the realm and say, you have to tell a joke to make the turtle laugh. So the turtle has to laugh. But be careful, because if you tell a joke and the turtle doesn't laugh, your head is going to cut. It's going to be cut off. So everyone is scared, and they push the monkey and they say, you go, monkey, you go, because you are the funniest of us. You have to make the turtle laugh. So the poor monkey is there trying to remember a joke, and he tries to remember a very good joke, his best joke, and he tells the joke, and the turtle is still. So she doesn't laugh. So the monkey gets his head cut off. And then somebody else has to come and make the turtle laugh. So like the elephant, who is very, very generous, and he's brave, and he goes there and he tries his best, and he says a regular joke. And the turtle is like, ha? And then they say, okay, you like the elephant's joke. And she says, no, but I just understood the monkey's the monkey's joke. Took ages for him to understand.
Macabre.
There was this big accident. A snail and a turtle. They banged together. And they took them to the hospital. Uh-huh. And the doctor asked, when the turtle woke up, asked the turtle, what happened? And the turtle said, I don't know, it all happened so fast. Uh-huh. Turtle and snail, they both.
That's Alan Tejo?
No.
No, it's too fast.
Too fast. Too fast for Alan Tejo.
But that is a very good joke.
Yeah.
I've never heard something like that.
No.
That joke? But this is a Mexican joke.
Okay.
Oh,
yes. It's, I'll tell you later who told it before, because then that you are not prejudiced. So there is three men going to the sauna, three friends. And of course, they go to the sauna and they're all naked and have nothing on. And one is a German, the other is a Japanese, and the third one is a Mexican. And then they sit there and enjoy themselves, and the German keeps looking on his wrist, and it's a naked wrist. So the Mexican said, what are you doing? There's nothing happening. Well, the German says, well, no, we Germans have the best gadgets. I have a chip implanted, and I can see the projection of the time and the videos that are being played over the air without any visible device. Oh, says the Mexican, that's very sophisticated. And then the Japanese says, well, I can see the 3D and four-dimensional vision just like that. How come you don't have any gadgets? Well, the Japanese says, I have a special eye implanted that projects everything that I can fantasize about, and it comes really real, in full color. And then the Mexican says, well, you're so sophisticated. We Mexicans don't have these kind of things. We are not so modern. Okay. Then at some point, the Mexican has to go to the toilet. And he comes back from the toilet and sees something white fluttering behind him. And he says, wait a minute. I think a fax is coming. A fax.
Now, you two get that joke. There are a lot of people here who wouldn't, because they didn't exist when they were born.
Salma Hayek.
Really?
I have a question. Why would a blonde woman keep empty bottles in the fridge? I think I asked this question before.
I think somebody told you.
I don't know where I heard it from. Do you know the answer? If you know, don't say. Why would a blonde woman keep empty bottles in the fridge?
Because there might be some people who might not want to drink anything.
You knew the answer. That's not fair.
We have to anticipate.
I think I told you. I heard it from somewhere else, and I told you I was going to tell this joke, but I thought you would have forgotten about it.
Not when you tell it.
I have the license to tell blonde jokes.
I forgot jokes before, but now I forget.